You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, our dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. This week, journalist Cassia St. Clair considers whether and how the rise of trend forecasting agencies has affected fashion and the freedom of designers.
On one wall of an otherwise rather anonymous open-plan office in New York, there is a large black and neon pink sign that reads, "The best way to predict the future is to create it." Anywhere else, this might be dismissed as posturing, but the office in question belongs to WGSN, the world's leading trend forecasting agency. So this, in a way, is the company's job description. Founded in 1997 by Mark Wirth, WGSN has 14 offices worldwide, around 350 employees, 70,000 users, and revenues of over $87 million. Its clients include global brands such as Nike, H&M, Zara, Starbucks, and Nickelodeon. The business of trend forecasters is to help their clients know what consumers will be buying in the future and how best to sell to them. They present this information through regular reports and extremely detailed and slick websites. These are filled with imagery and analysis to help explain the trends they believe we will be buying up to 2 years from now. But predicting what consumers will be craving in the autumn of 2019 is an art rather than a science. Forecasters need to be voracious consumers of visual culture, using everything from art fairs to films and the Instagram feeds of street-style photographers. They keep a lookout for fresh ideas and looks they believe may gather momentum and go global. Sometimes this might be influenced by broader socioeconomic changes. Booms and recessions, for example, alter how consumers feel about overtly luxurious and expensive products. And when a report came out several years ago, estimating that 40% of Americans would be working from home by 2020, a forecaster translated this into an uptick in the consumption of comfortable but stylish athleisure wear. It also helps to have a longer perspective. Fashions of 10 years ago may seem hideous now, but in another decade, we may well be ready for them once more. Trend forecasting agencies also sift through an ocean of data taken from retail sites in real time. They use these data to analyse and track how well products or trends are performing in the marketplace. If, for example, you are a designer looking to create a burnt orange velvet smoking jacket, you could look up similar items on the market, how long it was taking for them to sell out, and at which price points. While you are there, you might also check how leopard print was performing across categories now compared to several years ago. WGSN's website also contains templates for items of clothing, which can be customised on-site and downloaded. In other words, ready-made designs. Unsurprisingly, access to these sites is largely subscription-based, not intended for consumers, and expensive. Firms are understandably cagey about their prices, but Stylus, another trend forecaster set up by Mark Wirth after he sold WGSN to EMAP, was reported to charge $65,000 per annum in 2014. But what about the effect of the trend forecasting industry on designers themselves? There's a risk that, as critics say has happened in the film industry, creativity and originality are stifled by the tyranny of big data. If the outlook doesn't look good for the burnt orange smoking jacket, could it nudge a designer to abandon it in favour of a safer but boring black one? And with so many brands accessing the same reports, the danger is that everything appearing in shops may begin to look the same, not because these are things consumers really want, but because they are what forecasters believe we want. The fear, in other words, is that companies like WGSN have become a little too good at creating the future.
Our very special thanks to Cassia St. Clair there for that report on how the rise of the trend forecasting industry has affected the world of design. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. Thank you very much for listening, and from me, Josh Fennett, that's goodbye.